100 years ago this month, a remarkable occurrence happened during World War I. Not a big battle, not huge advance, but rather the laying down of arms in an event referred to as the Christmas Armistice. Local playwright Phil Paradis has written a play, The Soldier's Christmas, about this event. And with me in the studio is the director of this play, Bob Allen. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you, Jim.
Tell us a little bit about Soldier's Christmas.
As you said, this event occurred 100 years ago this December, and it's an interesting event that perhaps is unique in all of world history, that soldiers on opposite sides, at the lowest possible level, the privates, the grunts, just spontaneously decided to have a Christmas truce. And this occurred all up and down the trench line, which was about 450 miles long, and in various spots along the line, it just spontaneously broke out.
And this was at the early stages of the war.
Yes, they'd only been at war for, I think, about 4 months at this time. And they'd all been promised on both sides that they would be home by Christmas.
And this was a unique event in that, it, as you said, it was not a truce. It was not a ceasefire. It was literally just sort of the troops.
In most cases, as in my background research, it was begun by the German side because Christmas was such an important holiday to the German people. And it did begin with the troops themselves. The junior officers sort of turned a blind eye to it. But the further up the ranks you went, the less receptive they were.
Phil Paradis, the playwright, has been working on this show for a number of years now.
Yes, he has.
He's had several readings of it. And that's a normal part of a new play process.
Oh, absolutely. I believe Phil started working on this play about 5 years ago. And I know he had had at least two readings before I got involved. And then we've had one reading together this past summer in conjunction with the Cincinnati Celebrates World War I events that are going on.
And this is the final installment of that event, which was begun by the Cincinnati Opera.
Yes, this is the actual 100th December since the event. So yes, this will be the final event.
What has it been like to work on a new show, especially one that's based on a historical event?
It's certainly very challenging because you're trying to be true to the event itself, and yet you still have to find the theatricality that will keep it interesting, but yet be true and honest with the story itself to serve the actual events. Lots and lots of research. Lots.
Now, it's not just about the soldiers and the experiences on the battlefield. It also refers in times to their situations in their homes, back on the home front, their wives, their families. Tell us a little bit about that aspect.
Phil very, very smartly found ways to include the home front. The wives appear throughout the play. The wives, the girlfriends, the daughters, the mothers appear through the convention of letters from home. And a lot of these letters actually were modeled after true and real letters that Phil had discovered. One of the things that we did find out in our research, he and I both, was that it is believed that women's suffrage was propelled by this World War I event in which the women in England and in Germany had to serve in the munitions factories and the clothing factories and so forth. And that perhaps suffrage would have been delayed another decade or so had this not happened.
Now, you've mentioned the research you've done, and Phil Paradis is actually a devotee of this particular period. I don't know if it's because he's been working on this play or not, but he's done a great deal of research as well.
Yes, he has.
And the two of you have been working on this for about a year and a half, 2 years?
Yes, so he and I have been working together for about that long, yes. I became interested in the play after he sent me a script. I read it over and I got in touch with him and said, well, you know, I think that you really have something here and let's work on it, refine it, let's make it production worthy. Because all plays go through a long process of reading, rewriting, reading, rewriting, reading, rewriting.
Now, this will be performed at the Corbett Theater at Northern Kentucky University.
Correct.
And you've got quite a staff of designers working with you.
Oh, I've got a wonderful staff of designers. Tyler Gabbard from Northern Kentucky University. He's designing my set and has done a great job, I think, of giving us the essence of the trench warfare without actually digging trenches. Larry Zernick, my lighting designer, has brilliantly lit some of the shows there. He's a student, and I'm really looking forward to all the fruition of the ideas he's already presented to me.
And bringing up the costume ranks on this is Janet Powell.
Janet Powell, who works a great deal with Human Race in Dayton. In fact, just last evening, we were having some costume fittings, and she brought in the most beautiful actual 1914 ladies' suit. It was gorgeous. And it's Christmas red. I thought, I've got to put this on somebody. So you will see that in the show.
And there's, of course, being that it takes place on a battlefield, there's quite a bit of sound.
Oh, yes. The sound effects are, well, of course, battle sounds, certainly. The play begins with a huge bombardment. And throughout, there are moments when bombardments occur. Machine gun fire. You know, World War I is when the machine gun was perfected from the old versions, the Gatling guns and that sort of thing. And it was a devastating weapon.
Working with the actors, and you have a large cast of young actors. These were, as you said, these were the privates, these were the grunts. So these were the young men who were basically just joining in. Working with them on the idea of just laying down arms in the middle of a battle and enjoying the holiday, how did they respond to that concept?
Actually, none of them had ever really heard of this event. So we had an entire evening of just what we call table work, where we sat and discussed these events. Our dramaturg explained to them how the events came about, how the soldiers were feeling pretty much emotionally at that time, which drove them to this event. And then getting them to understand that they've been in the trenches for 3-4 months now. The promise to go home, they were pretty sure it had been broken, and they were just kind of done with it all. And then Christmas rolls around, and it's like, well, let's just stop and celebrate Christmas because we're not going to be at home. And yeah, I chose the young actors because I wanted actors that were representative of the ages that most of the men were in the early part of the war. Later on, they were as young as 15 years old.
Recent commemorations of the 100th anniversary of the beginning of World War I recount the millions of people who died. And yet you have this one moment in time where the combatants were actually willing to lay down their arms and basically get together in a moment of brotherhood.
I like to think of it as one of the instances in which we see man's humanity to man, as opposed to the old saying of man's inhumanity to man.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Bob Allen, director of Soldiers Christmas. Thank you so much for joining us, Bob.
Thank you.
That's Soldiers Christmas, presented by Actors and Playwrights Collaborative in collaboration with New Edgecliff Theater, December 12th through the 21st at the Corbett Theater at Northern Kentucky University. For more information on the production, please visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.